Pomegranate. What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Sock of Pomegranate. This podcast is available at allthingscomedy.com, World Football Daily, Punch Drunk Sports, Libsyn, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Go there, check out the Sock of Pomegranate, tell some people. You can get at me on Instagram at Ian Edwards Comic. Same thing on Twitter. We have a sponsor. It's onvolleyapparel.com. Go there. They got tanks, tees, hoodies, sweatshirts for ladies and gentlemen. And they have dope patterns and emblems and iconic drawings and that you know, say exactly what you would want a shirt that represents soccer and hip hop to say. They're up to date, they're up to style, and they'll have you looking fly as shit. So go to onthevolleyapparel.com, use my promo code Pomegranate, you get 20% off. Tell them Ian sent you. What's up, y'all? I'm in New York working on a show. So I'm solo right now. I'll have some guests next week. I've been in and out of town, been flying around, been working during the day, doing sets at night. So things been kind of hectic. And then I didn't put a podcast out this weekend. I waited till the second leg of the first Champions League semifinal to be over. So I'm going to talk about Real Madrid versus Bayern, and then I'll post this, and I'll also talk about the upcoming match tomorrow with Roma and Liverpool. But let's kind of run through the Premiership and get it going. So one of the first matches of this weekend pass was Liverpool versus Stoke. Stoke got kind of lucky because Liverpool has to play Roma in Champions League. So Liverpool did not field their full squad, and Stoke, who are 19th in the Premiership table, about to get deported or relegated into the Championship, took advantage of this, and they held Liverpool to a 0-0 draw, and they got a point. And Stoke has played 36 games, and they got two games left, and they have a very, very vague chance of climbing out. Damn near impossible. West Brom is right below them in 20th. West Brom won this weekend. They beat Newcastle. They beat them 1-0. The goal they scored was an animalistic goal. Man, I think if the goalkeeper had touched that, he would have taken that Newcastle's goalkeeper's arm off. So it's a good thing it just went under his arm, and it probably ripped a tunnel under the net once it hit the back of the net. And West Brom did something. Well, West Brom's been doing good lately, but it's just too late. In their last five games, they've had one loss, two draws, and two wins. Where was all this earlier in the season? Now that they have nothing to lose, they're going all out and they're doing things. So they beat Newcastle this week. They tied with Liverpool last week, which Liverpool, again, was in the Champions League, so they got Liverpool at the right time. And they beat Man U. And then they drew with Swansea. And they lost to Burnley 2-1. So they've been trying. They've been trying. Where was this effort before? It's probably too late. Way too late. But go down swinging, man. Why not? Give the fans something to remember about your last few games in the Premiership. Just talked about Stoke. This is Stoke's third draw in a row. And it's 0-0 to Liverpool. Games before that, they tied Burnley 1-1. And they tied with West Ham 1-1. And it's good. Liverpool didn't score on them. Upcoming next, Stoke has Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace has gone way up the table. I said way up. I mean 11th. Jesus. Especially, I'll talk about them. They beat Leicester 5-0 this weekend, but they've gone way up the table. So the interesting game of the weekend was Southampton versus Bournemouth. Now, Southampton is 18th in the table. They're in a relegation zone. Swansea is in 17th. They are 1 point above Southampton. Swansea is like on top of the quicksand, trying not to move so that they don't slide through. So they're just on top of the quicksand going shh, and they're just trying to look around and figure a way out of this quicksand, somewhere they can step where they won't sink. And Southampton is like right below, ready to grab their leg so they can pull themselves up. This is definitely crab in a barrel syndrome going on between these two. Now, Southampton, they got a tough one this week. They got to play Everton. And they have to win. They have to. They got three more games left, so they can catch Swansea. I think this is all comes down to whose schedule is tougher. That's what this comes down to. Swansea, this weekend, they play Bournemouth. So, let me see. Bournemouth should be easier to beat than Everton is. But when Everton doesn't show up, they really don't show up. So, maybe Southampton. I want Southampton to survive. They're a feeder club for the league. My boy Lee, who comes on the podcast, you know, he supports them. And yeah, I don't want to see them in a championship. So come on, Southampton. Fight this out. Do something. Grab a leg. Grab that Swansea leg. Pull them down and climb up on top of them and step out of this quicksand. Next, in 16th place in the table is Huddersfield. They got 35 points and they got beaten by Everton this weekend. Theo Walcott had a good game for Everton. He had an assist and just was all over the field using the speed and the promise that he showed when we first saw him at Arsenal. Now he's doing something this week at, you know, for Everton against Huddersfield. Huddersfield, you lost. But you're in 16th place. You have 35 points. You got three games left. You're 3 points above the relegation zone. So you're not safe either. You know, you're not safe either, but I think you are. Neither is West Ham. West Ham is in 15th place. They also have 35 points. And shit, West Ham, you play Man City this week. Well, you lost to Man City this weekend. Now you have Leicester coming up. And Leicester coming off a straight ass whipping at the hands of Crystal Palace. They lost 5-0. So they're going to be pretty angry. And they're going to need to take their anger out on somebody. So good luck, West Ham. Because Leicester's definitely a better team than you. But West Ham has some quality. So, you know, maybe this might be one of the games where West Ham shows up. But West Ham, you're also only 3 points above the relegation zone. I think you're safe, but you might not be. You know, so there are going to be some really good bad games this weekend in the Premiership. Some really good, a lot of effort, people fighting because it ain't over and people need points. And they only have a few games to get those points to make sure that they're safe. Brighton Hove, they're in 14th place. They have 37 points. I think you're safe. I hope you're safe. You've had you have three draws in your last five games. You drew against Burnley, which is a tough team to play. You drew against Spurs, which is tough, but I think Spurs that week was preparing for, can't remember if there were FA Cup implications of people they had to rest. But you drew with Spurs 1-1 on the 17th of April. And you tied with Huddersfield, your brother who you came up with. And then you lost to Leicester. And you lost to Crystal Palace. And this week, Brighton Hove, shit, you got Man U. So good luck with that, because I'm a Man U fan, so I hope we take you apart. And I think we owe you an ass whipping too. But you should be safe. You have 3 games left to play. And Watford is above you. They have 1 more point than you. They have 38 points. They've played 36 games, so you have a game in hand on them. And Watford lost this week to Tottenham. Harry Kane scored. Dele Alli scored. And it's kind of like a tough game to watch, this game. Like, there's so many times I just drifted out of this game and was looking at my phone. It just wasn't exciting. Like, Spurs did handle their business. They did get the 3 points. But it was like, definitely had the end of season type of game feeling on their part. It wasn't that sharpness that they usually exhibit. And, It was 3 points. 3 points here for Spurs. And Watford, you play Newcastle this weekend. And Newcastle lost this last weekend to West Brom. So let's see who's more serious about this. Bournemouth is in 12th. They got 38 points. They've had 3 losses in a row. Jesus. What is going on, Bournemouth? Just lost to Southampton 2-1. And Southampton's in the relegation zone. So you kind of gave them some hope. And I don't know what's going on. I think you're safe. You got 38 points. You only got 2 games left. This week you're playing Swansea. If you could bury Swansea, then Southampton would be very thankful. So we'll see which Bournemouth shows up. In the game this weekend against Southampton, Bournemouth played their usual style, and they opened themselves up, especially in the first goal for Southampton. It was a fast break off. I think it stemmed from a set play that Bournemouth had in the Southampton area. And those guys, Tadic, and scored. He scored twice exactly for Southampton. Yeah, he fast break his ass off and tore that goalkeeper a new asshole from Bournemouth. So Bournemouth, let's see. Do I think you can beat Swansea? Yes. Will you? Who knows? But I think you can beat Swansea. Will you want to? Do you feel safe? Is the urgency still there that you had at the beginning of the season? What's your mindset, Bournemouth? I'm going to say yes. Bournemouth can beat Swansea and should this weekend. Let's go to Crystal Palace, who's just coming off a very impressive win against Leicester, 5-0. Benteke scored. First of all, he scored off a penalty. I don't think he should have got the penalty. Didn't look like a penalty. When somebody that huge goes down that easy, I swear the defender touched the ball first. Maybe I got to watch this play over and over again. But, man, he dived in a swimming pool. And the referee pointed to the spot, and Benteke took the penalty. Scored. Didn't want to celebrate at first. But when his friends and teammates jumped on his back, he cracked a smile. It's his first goal in a long-ass time. Congratulations. Are you going to go on a goal-scoring streak the last 2 games of the season, Benteke? I think Saha had 2 this game. Crystal Palace put together some really good passing play. I was like, which team is this in these stripes? Where was all this passing earlier this season? McCarthy scored. So, yeah. Good game, Crystal Palace. Every team, no matter where you are in the table, has one of these games a season. And this was Crystal Palace's game. 5-0. And all Brighton got sent off from Leicester for being the last man and doing an MMA move and taking Zaha down. Great takedown. Zaha, you got to work on your takedown defense, because all Brighton took you down easy. But, Crystal Palace was 2 goals ahead before Leicester went down a man. So this is Crystal Palace day all the way. And Newcastle, you lost to West Brom. I mentioned that earlier, but you're in 10th. You have 41 points. Very impressive, Benitez. You have 41 points. You're in 10th. You, for the beginning of the season, for most of the season, you were in last place. And now you are 10th. That is fucking amazing. It, you know what this points out to me? That a lot of Premiership managers or owners should not panic. Like, I remember Bournemouth being the relegation zone, and they didn't fire Eddie Howe, and now he's in 12th. And Benitez, he's a quality coach. I can't believe I'm saying that, but he is a quality coach. I just don't like him. And he brought them up from the Championship into the Premiership, and he's the type of coach you don't fire. You're lucky if you're Newcastle to have this type of coach. And they didn't buy much or do any spending, and especially at the beginning of the season. But the owners didn't panic, you know, because I think one of the selling points of Newcastle, if Newcastle is going to sell, is they have a coach like Benitez. And they didn't sell, and they're in 10th. Pretty fucking impressive, even though you lost to West Brom this weekend. That's just crazy. And you got Watford coming up, and you're above Watford. So let's see you beat Watford, Benitez. Keep this 10th place. You know, keep this 10th, you know. I say you could beat Watford. I don't know what the fuck Watford is doing. Yeah, they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde-ing over there. But so are you. You got 3 wins and you're out of your last 5. But you're performing better than Watford, for sure. Leicester City, despite the hiding you got from Crystal Palace, you are in 9th. You have 44 points. Nobody showed up for you this weekend. Or Brighton showed up on that takedown play that he got the red card from. And this weekend, you got coming West Ham United. And let's see what you're going to do. I say you can beat them, but you've been decent this season. But I don't know what happened last weekend, but it's kind of an embarrassing score. And you're going to, if you want to take it out on somebody, you want to bully somebody, West Ham is a good opponent to bully. So I put my money on Leicester for this weekend against West Ham. And then Everton, what? 2 wins in a row. You've got 2 wins, 2 draws, and 1 loss out of your last 5 games. You beat Huddersfield, who you're supposed to beat. You beat Newcastle, who you're supposed to beat. You drew with Swansea, who you should have beat. But, you know, Swansea's fighting back. They ain't trying to go down like that. And you drew with Liverpool. I think you drew with them when they had Champions League game or something. They had something big midweek. So you got lucky. So Everton, I pick you to... As a matter of fact, I can't root for you against Southampton. I want Southampton to come up. So come on, Hampton. Come on, Hampton. Beat Everton. At least get a point, but you really need to beat them to have a really good shot. Come on, Lee. Burnley, you're in 7th. So this is crazy. So Burnley's in 7th. They tied 0-0 with Brighton Hove this weekend. They got 1 point. They've got 2 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws in their last 5 games. They have 54 points. They're in 7th place. And the team that they're going to play this weekend is Arsenal, who's in 6th place. So they have a chance to catch Arsenal. And Burnley's a stubborn team, great defensively. And if they need 1 goal to win, they'll get it. So I say, and then Arsenal this weekend is going to be, this midweek is going to be coming off semi-final in the Europa League against Atletico Madrid. So I think Burnley has a good chance to beat them or tie them this weekend. And it's Arsene Wenger's, one of his last games. And Arsenal has, Burnley has one game more played than Arsenal. So if they're going to catch Arsenal, they need to beat them. This is a 6-point swing game. So yeah, I'm going to put my money on Burnley. Go Burnley. I like you. I like your blue collar style of ugly, beautiful football. Your crowds and just you just bust your ass out there. This is very ugly, attractive. And I like it. So I'm gonna go for Burnley. You work harder than Arsenal players. They don't want none of this. They don't want none of this hard work. And Arsenal, like I said, you lost to Man U this weekend. Yes, fucking amazing. Great game to watch. Pogba, the homie. You know, everybody's giving up on him. Old players are down on him. But the last few games when Man U needed a baller, this guy has fucking shown up. He was there in the beginning of the season. Had some difficulties weeks ago, but he's been back, especially against Chelsea and some other teams. And yeah, man, Pogba's put the first one in the net. And then Mkhitaryan evened it up, our ex-player who we traded for Sanchez. And then we scored. Who scored for us again? I remember. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. So do I have to go to that game? I'm going to use my memory. Oh, Fellaini in injury time, because Mourinho did that old trick where he really wanted to win the game. And I like who we started. We started Lingard, Pogba, Herrera, Matic, and Lukaku. But when it's the end of the game, when we want to score, we have a guy who's 7'8", Mario Fellaini, who we put in the game and just cross the ball to. And boom, it worked. Mourinho looks like a genius on some ABC basic bitch football shit. So we get the points and we get to stay ahead of Chelsea, Liverpool and Tottenham, mainly Liverpool and Tottenham. And it was a great win. And you know, we just, when Wenger came, it was his last game as an Arsenal coach or manager at Old Trafford, and we gave him a gift, but we're not going to give you the win. And we took the win. So Wenger, thanks again for your service. It wasn't a typical Arsenal Man U game. Some of the intensity was gone, but it wasn't unattractive. It's decent football being played out there. We still have difficulties breaking people down. Arsenal could not play their full squad, thank God, based on the fact that they have Atletico Madrid coming up midweek, so they rested a bunch of players, so that played into our advantage. So we'll take it, though. 3-3. You know, 3 points is 3 points. So we move up, they stay where they at, within reach of Burnley. Then Chelsea, they are in fifth. They have 66 points. They beat Swansea this weekend, 1-0. Goal from Cesc Fabregas, pass from Hazard. Good goal, quality goal, and it was early in the match, and you think, oh, that shit, they're just going to open the floodgates and drown Swansea with goals, but that was their only goal. Swansea got their shit together, composed themselves, and tried to make a game of it, and tried to get some points, because they desperately need them, but that one, you know, slip up early in the game cost them at least a point, which they would have badly needed to help them climb out or get higher above the relegation zone. Yeah, but now they're still just one footprint above Southampton. So Chelsea wins. They have 66 points. And they're in fifth. Then we go to Spurs. And Chelsea plays Liverpool this weekend. And Chelsea's going to play a Liverpool that would have just played Roma. So what Liverpool is going to step on the field, I don't know. I do hope Chelsea wins this game, though, to keep Liverpool off our ass. So if Chelsea beats Liverpool, I think we can keep second. I want Man U to be second. I don't want us to be third. I want us to be second. Like, for a Man U fan, celebrating second is alien, but it would feel like a league win, since we know it's Man City has won this league, but who we've beaten. I'll get into that. Let's go to Spurs. They played Watford this weekend. They won 2-0. Dele Alli and Harry Kane scored, if my memory serves me right. Dele Alli scored in the first half, Kane early in the second half. And Kane got two chances at it, and he put it in the net. Yeah, so Spurs, like I said, they were but they won. They got the 3 points. So Spurs are 1 point behind Liverpool and 6 points behind us. And us being Man U. Liverpool, they are in third of place. They got 72 points. They have played 36 games, and they had a draw. They had a draw because they didn't play their full team, like I said earlier. They played Stoke, and Stoke, desperate for points, got a point. Good work, Stoke. Good work. You know, you take advantage of a team that's in a European competition, and you got some points. So Liverpool are 5 points behind Manchester United. Let me go to Manchester United. So what I want to do is, there was a speech I made earlier in the season, not a few weeks ago, not that early, about Mourinho talking about football heritage, letting the steam off his chest and firing back at all his haters. And since he's let the steam off his chest and made his football heritage speech, we've had an amazing run. And Pogba's come back into the fold, and we've won some games. We've only lost to West Brom, and I will take that game, that loss against West Brom, for all the quality wins that we've accumulated in the last few weeks. We've beat Man City, we beat Chelsea, we beat Arsenal. We've beat Spurs in the FA Cup semifinal down in Wembley, their home field. So, and I think we beat Spurs twice, to be honest. I'm not even going to count the win against Swansea, because it's just Swansea. But, you know, I don't think people want to get rid of Mourinho now the way they did at the beginning of the season. And he's incorporated new players, and we've got more new players coming. Because there's a guy named Chong who won a Reserve Player of the Year tonight. Because tonight, man, you had their Player of the Year awards. I think Matic won Best Goal. And De Gea won Man U Player of the Year. And I think he won that because we want to keep him. So you got to give him that. So Man U won. So he won Player of the Year. Matic won Best Goal. Best Young Player. And then, Mourinho picked McTominay as his best player. And so we got McTominay, we got Lingard. So we have a lot of stuff going for us. We have a team, we have a midfield, a talented midfield. It needs to be more creative. So that has to come through training and one more year of playing together, or they have to add somebody, you know, or coaching. Because we're not, and we might have to get rid of Mata, let's just face it. But we're in a good spot. We're going to be second. If we can hold this on, we got 3 more games. We have 77 points right now. Yes, we are way behind Man City. But knowing what we know about Man City now, I think all the teams in the league will prepare better next season. Like, this will not be the surprise that it was this year. But I'll take second. And we're in the FA Cup final, and we play Chelsea. And it's not a given, but we have Mourinho. And I think the good thing about Mourinho, he's just not afraid to win ugly. And that's the problem with teams like Chelsea that have flair. They want to win fancy. And, you know, it's like, who's willing to play the shittiest for the title? And Mourinho's down for that. So it's tough to beat a team like Chelsea several times in a year. So that's going to be a tough part in the FA Cup, but I think we could do it. We get some silverware. We have Mourinho. And then as far as Lukaku's good, but he's got to be better. Like, even in this game, this weekend, when you pass the ball to him and there's defenders around him, he miscontrols the ball. So he's got to work on that in the offseason. He's going to be playing in the World Cup. But he's definitely got to work on his control and his touch. And he's got to calm the fuck down in pressure situations. So that's just my overview of Manu. So we're second. We have 77 points. And let's go to talk about the leaders. Man City, you are the champs. Congratulations. I think I forgot to congratulate you last week or a few weeks ago. But yeah, you are the champs. Congratulations. And we beat you. You didn't beat us. We beat you. And you beat West Ham 4-0. You just banged them. You just blew them off the fucking field this weekend. And you have Huddersfield coming up. Yes, you're going to beat Huddersfield. And we play Brighton Hove. So, yeah. Let me just try to see if I find any. Who were the goal scorers? I can't remember. So, Sané scored. And Zamaleta scored her own goal for... Thanks, Zamaleta. You know, giving back to your old side, Man City. Gabriel Jesus scored. Fernandinho scored. And Creswell scored one for West Ham. Yeah. So, we've talked about games this weekend. We have talked about the teams they're gonna play this upcoming weekend. So let's slide over to Champions League. So that's where it's at. So I waited. I usually post a podcast on Monday, but I'm posting it Tuesday night. Man, so I was able to see the Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid second leg. And man, how do I... The game ended 2-2. Bayern Munich came to Real Madrid and basically played Santa Claus. They gave Real Madrid the game in Germany, and they came to Spain with the same giving spirit and gave the game away down in Real Madrid. And defensive mistakes. Karim Benzema scored 2 goals. First one was a beautiful header that was all created by Real Madrid, and Marcelo, amazing cross, and you could see Benzema all the way. He put the sonar on the ball, measured it with his head, and started moving in concert with the ball. There was nobody else on the field but Benzema and that ball, and they both moved and met each other like serendipity, like love, and kissed it with his forehead, put it past the goalkeeper, 1-0. And then Bayern got a goal back, Kimmich, who scored in the first game. And there's a lot of Jupp Heynckes has coached Real Madrid 20 years ago to a Champions League title, and now he's coaching against his old team for Bayern, and so there's that, and Jaime Rodriguez, who's on loan to Bayern from Real Madrid, scored and evened it up. He had a good series of games against Real Madrid to show Real Madrid, hey, man, I'm on loan. Maybe you should want to keep me. I can pass. I can score. And I didn't celebrate when I scored on you guys because I kind of want to come back. So, hey, just remember me not dancing in your face. I'm Latin. I'm from Colombia. And I can salsa my ass off, but I didn't do it against you. So remember that when season's over, you might think about getting some players back. But, yeah. And it was Real Madrid plays. They have scoring power, but they're very vulnerable. And Bayern did get two goals back, but it wasn't enough. Real Madrid went on an aggregate of 4-3, and they go through to the final. It's their third final in a row, their fourth final in 5 years. And we'll find out tomorrow if they're going to play Roma or Liverpool. Now, Liverpool has a 5-2 aggregate lead up on Roma. I mean, last time they played Roma, they just put balls in them, just straight through, Liverpool style. They just ran up all through Roma. And I don't think Roma's going to be able to do anything to stop this onslaught tomorrow. Liverpool's definitely going to score. I mean, I think Roma will score, but Liverpool for sure is going to score. So I just think Liverpool is going to go through. But these Europa League games and these Champions League games have been really weird. Teams have come back and won. Like, Roma came back and beat Barca when Barca had them beat. So you just can't tell. Like, let's see. Barca in the first leg beat Roma 4-1. And then they go to Roma and Roma beat them 3-0. So Roma wins. Well, Roma goes to them and wins 3-0 at Barca, who are the Spanish league champs. So you don't want to write them off, but I'm writing them off, Liverpool. Because if Liverpool does, I've been watching Liverpool all season. If they do what they do, if there's no red cards, they're going to score. They're going to score. I don't think there's any defense that can stop Liverpool from scoring. And I think the most interesting final would be Real Madrid versus Roma. It's fire versus fire. I mean, the whole fucking stadium is going to catch fucking fire. I think in Kiev, I think that's where the final is going to be played. It's like a laser show. And who doesn't want to see that? Get out the way, Roma. Just lose the game and be in the interest of great, amazing football. And who would I want to win? I'm supposed to root against Liverpool because they're a direct rival of Man U. But I think if Liverpool wins Champions League, it validates the Premiership. And I want my team that I root for the most to be in the best league. And I don't want Zidane to get fired because I believe if he doesn't win, he can get fired. You know? But, shit. I like Klopp. And I like Liverpool style. So it'd be great if they won something. Like, he's been there for a minute. Yeah, he had a chance to win the Europa League against Sevilla a few years ago. Didn't win it. And this would be great. You know, I think Klopp is a really good coach. And if he wins this, yeah, he wins it. And it doesn't affect anything English. It only enhances, you know, the British League. So, yeah, I hope. I'm rooting for Liverpool. Get to the finals and beat Real Madrid. And then in the Europa League on Thursday, so Wenger plays Atletico Madrid in the semifinal, and at the Emirates, it was 1-1. Arsenal did not take advantage of a 10-man Atletico Madrid. But a 10-man Atletico Madrid is like playing an 11-man Atletico Madrid because Simeone just has those guys playing tough. Now, real Arsenal, the Gunners, have to go to Atletico Madrid. I don't think they can pull this off. I mean, they should pull it off on the strength that this is it. This is it for Wenger. This is the only thing you could win him. Do you guys... It would be crazy if Wenger makes it to the Europa League final and wins it in his last season. Like, for a guy who's been bashed so hard for the last few years and beaten down by the fans who used to love him. And he's kind of like leaving. The only thing he's done recently to make his fans happy at Arsenal is to say he's leaving. That's the biggest thing that he's given them. Now, just for Wenger, if you guys could pull this off for Wenger, especially an impossible win in Atletico's new stadium, if you could pull that off and then go to Europa League finals and win for him, guys, you fucking guys, you selfish fucking brats, players at Arsenal, pull it together and give this man the win that he deserves. Two more wins in the Europa League. Give Wenger this. He deserves this. He deserves to walk away with a championship. I'd be happy. I'm emotional right now, but this would be fucking amazing, especially when the odds are not in their favor. But this would be amazing, especially since he rested some players against us this weekend. I really appreciate that. Appreciate that, Wenger. Good looking out. But yeah, that would be fucking dope, man. It would be goddamn dope. All right, listen. I gotta go to work in the morning, so I can't stay up late. So this has been a decent short solo podcast. Go to iTunes. If you like the podcast, leave some reviews. And yeah. That's the podcast for this week. Holler at me on Instagram at IanEdwardsComic. Go to OnTheValleyApparel.com. Go to AllThingsComedy.com. And yeah, that's the podcast. Be safe. Love y'all. Have a great week. Enjoy your football. And next weekend, I should have a good-ass guest. All right? One.